Hey, good evening. Almost 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's Thursday night. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. And even God is angry that it's the last night. The trees are blowing around like rubber bands outside. One more time we will do this. A scant less than 3 hours of facts and just the facts. And then it's done. But what a heck of a good run it's been, huh? But the truth is, we don't have time for nostalgia. Because the fight goes on. The phone number, of course, is 252-6200. Outside Beckley, it's 800-620-9967. Email, and listen, this stays this way. Email to bob at headonradio.com. And for those who have inquired, let me repeat, when the show comes back, and it will come back, bigger, better, fiercer than ever. There will be notices posted at headonradio.com, and there will also be notices posted by our good friend Ben Birch at whiterosesociety.org. So just check by there from time to time. When the good news breaks, you will know. Plus, the folks that I've gotten emails from, I'll send out a mass emailing just to let you know. But seriously, we can't sit and wax nostalgic because the other side doesn't have time for human emotion. The other side doesn't have time for human decency. Do you remember what, maybe as far back as September, October, perhaps we were talking about it? I told you about the proposed EPA study in Duval County, Florida. That would be the Jacksonville, Florida area, where they were going into low-income neighborhoods, poor children, and offering parents $900 to test poisons on their children for a year, and they'd get a free bib and a certificate suitable for framing. And a free T-shirt and a free video camera, with which they could record their efforts as they checked to see if little Johnny or little Susie liked the taste of Decon or garden scented Raid. You remember all that, right? Well, that was real. And so, in the last couple of days, there has been debate on the issue in the Senate, centering on, among other people, the head of the FDA and his nomination. This from the Washington Post. The Senate voted to block the Environmental Protection Agency from using studies that intentionally expose people to pesticides. You know, see, I hate it when they get weenie-ish there at the Post. That would block exposed people. No, it was babies that the EPA wanted to expose to pesticides so that they could see, what was good, what was not so good in considering permits for the poisons. Now, Senator Barbara Boxer introduced a provision. It was, what was its official name? Its little baptized name. That would be Senate Amendment 1023 to H.R. 2361, Department of the Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies Appropriations Act for 2006. Purpose of the amendment to prohibit the use of funds by the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency to accept, consider, or rely on third-party intentional dosing human studies. Wait a minute. Back up. Listen to that again. Third-party intentional dosing human studies. Mengele! Mengele! For pesticides or to conduct intentional dosing human studies. Intentional dosing human studies. On poisons. The EPA wanted to do that. The Senate stopped it. That's the good news. The Senate stopped it. By a vote of 60 to 37 with three weenies not voting, the Senate stopped it. Now, you must remember, please, that this was a proposal to deliberately expose toddlers, infants, and even viable fetuses to deadly poisons. And as I said, the Senate stopped it by a vote of 60 to 37. Now, from my bizarre standpoint, I would think not exposing babies to deadly poisons, I would think that would be a big, big, big pro-life issue, wouldn't you? Not poisoning the children, you know, not giving them, not rotting their minds with decon, raid, black flag, whatever. I would think that would play with the pro-life crowd. No. I've pointed it out to you time and again. That's why I say we don't have time for nostalgia, because they don't have time for basic, decent humanity. Listen to the roll call of senators who voted in favor of letting the EPA give poison to babies. Why, there's Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. And Bill Frist. The guy that was out there diagnosing Terry Schiavo by videotape, for God's sakes. Now, a big, big member of the religion industry, Bill Frist, showed up at Sunday, Justice Sunday in Lexington at that mega church. Remember? Talking about the culture of life and the sanctity of life and how we must honor life. Sucker voted against stopping the EPA from conducting human intentional dosing studies. One of these days we're going to figure out that you don't have to have the groovy black uniforms to be a Nazi. Here's a few Nazis for you. Mitch McConnell, Republican, Kentucky, voted in favor of letting the EPA poison babies. Pat Roberts, Republican, Kansas, voted in favor of letting the EPA poison babies. Jeff Sessions, Republican, Alabama, voted in favor of letting the EPA poison fetuses. Richard Shelby, Republican, Alabama, voted in favor of letting the EPA study the effects of deadly poison on babies. 37 Republicans, Trent Lott from Mississippi, who couldn't quite be brought to co-sponsor the legislation repenting the Senate for its failure to act against lynching. Well, he also couldn't be quite brought to bear up and vote against a resolution that would protect babies against pesticide companies. Oh, we like our pesticide companies. We got some great pesticide companies, and we don't need to be having a bunch of consumers beating them up now, do we? Give me a harumph. But my particular, and it's, you know, Martinez, John Kyle, Arizona, Jim Dement, South Carolina, Jim Demented. He's already earned that name. Where is he? Yeah, Thad Cochran, Mazuppi. Crapo from Idaho and Craig from Idaho. Allen of Virginia. Jim Bunning of Kentucky. This is the poison brigade. These are the pro-life hypocrite huckster hooligans. But more than any other Republican name on this list, one stands out. Rick. Let's play with the dead fetus, Sanctum Sanctorum. Yeah, you remember old Rick. The guy that took the dead baby home and made his children play with it and, you know, hey, honey, let's go warp the kids for a while and take the fetus home. Dead. Putrefying. Member, card carrying arch member of the culture of life. and could not bring himself to vote in favor of keeping pesticides out of the bodies of little poor children in Duval County, Florida. Not that much time left, but please, please remember, these are morally bankrupt people, ethically dead people. These are people you want nothing to do with. You wouldn't want to speak to them on the street. God knows you wouldn't leave your children alone with them. Here, sonny, you want a little cup of Raid? Hey, stand back. I got the stuff with the 30-yard spray on. Let's see if I can hit your mouth. Open wide. Hell no, you wouldn't leave your kids alone with them. But they're the culture of life. Yeah, gotcha. Tell you what, let's take a break, then we'll come back and go to the phones. 252-6200 outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hello. I must be going. I cannot say I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
But my place you must stay. If you should go away, you spoil this party. I am through it.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be away.
Head On.
Why settle? Why settle for just 60 channels? When Charter gives you more than 90 digital channels, plus all your local channels on two TVs for just $29.99 a month. Charter Digital offers up something for everyone in the family. Over a dozen commercial-free movie channels. You'll also receive 45 digital music channels. And Charter Digital gives you access to Charter On Demand, HGTV, and digital video recording. So don't wait. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER. Programming and services may not be available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Prices guaranteed for 12 months. High-speed internet price guaranteed for 3 months.
Daddy, I think Bullet wants to go outside.
Then take him, son. Sure, he's a Great Dane, meaner and 100 pounds heavier than you. Sure, he's strong enough to tow an SUV, but you're a Peterson, and at four, you're a man. So take Bullet's chain and wrap it around your wrist twice.
Like this?
I use both hands, but hey. Now show him who's boss. Let him know who's top of the food chain.
But I'm afraid I could get hurt.
I'm afraid I don't understand. Just keep him away from that cat.
Come on, boy.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Daddy! They can spit that cat out this instant!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
You know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
You know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
WWNR Beckley.
Here's Bob Kincaid. Head On.
Welcome back. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Yeah, we're doing one of those biblical 40 days and 40 nights kind of rains out there. I think God's mad at somebody. I saw some straight-to-the-earth lightning bolts right near some people by nose homes. You tell them, God! Tell you what, let's go to the phones. Michelle's with us. Hey, Michelle, you're Head On.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing?
What's up?
You are.
Yes, I am. You know, I don't know who's getting the rain, but it's not me. I mean, we just got a little bit of rain here. I was down there naked creek swimming, and, you know, we got a little bit of rain, but it wasn't anything to drive me out, you know.
Yeah, we're getting that arc floating stuff here.
Where?
In
Beckley?
Yeah, 306 South Kanawha Street.
Well, yeah, you would think it would come this way, which it usually does. But, no, I just got a little shower, and now it's gone.
No, this is a real booger.
Oh, maybe, hopefully, it'll come this way.
You got a garden in?
Yes, I do.
You need it.
Yes, I know. I've been, you know, because I'm on a real steep hill, and I've got a little spring that's, like, about dead now.
Yeah.
and it takes me about an hour to fill up my watering can, so I got to wait an hour.
Oh, I've seen Japanese beetles carrying canteens.
What? Okay. What I called to say was, good fortune.
Thank you.
And then I had to call back and give my topic, because you're talking about...
poisoning children?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was just reading in the...
Rolling Stone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Magazine?
Got it. Yeah, I've got it right here in front of me. We've been talking about
yes.
this a little bit off on deadly immunity.
Yes.
Yeah, doesn't that about curl your hair?
Yes.
Thimerosal, remember that name.
Yes.
You know,
okay, well, then I don't have to say anymore.
No, no, please.
You
no.
You have all the information.
No, no, please say.
What do I got to say?
No, what's your take?
What's my take?
Yeah.
Well, is this the only preservative that we have? I mean, Thimerosal is a preservative, right?
Yeah, I guess they couldn't get the Sure Gel into those little tubes.
Come on, Bob.
No, really, I don't.
No, really.
Well, I mean, if you read...
Thimerosal, the only preservative that they could come up with? I mean, the FDA has not only 3 strikes against them, but about 5 or 6 now, from what I, you know, and... You know, I'm not up on all kinds of stuff, but
the cover up by itself is pretty disgusting. You know, the idea that they had this secret meeting out in the woods somewhere of Georgia, and not so much talking about what it does to children, but how they can keep parents from finding out what it does to children.
Well, no. What they're doing is they're paying somebody to go and find these parents and settling with them, as long as they don't say anything. They will settle with them. I'll bet. They'll settle with them, and then they won't have a big old lawsuit, except that somebody said, oh, wait a minute. No.
Well, the problem is, Michelle, if that lawsuit hasn't been filed yet, it can't be filed now, thanks to what a whole bunch of anti-working people, Congress critters did vis-a-vis, Doggone it, there it goes. Class action litigation. The class action suit is dead in America. And so, no class action suits over Thimerosal, even though it's a howling, it cries out for a class action suit, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know anything about class action suits. But I do know that, you know, the statistics is reported in this magazine is, it's brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're just, what is it, 1980 to 2000 is the...
680%, 1992 to 2003, 805% increase in autism.
Yeah.
And they went and they checked out a... how you say those people who live, you know, the people who live in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the Amish.
Yeah, the Amish. They went and they checked out the Amish, and they should have had 15 or something like that, and they only had 4. And of those 4, 3 had been adopted and
right.
had all their vaccines, and one was, I'm sorry, I left my book to go swimming, and it got caught in the rain, and I can't read it.
I understand. But, no, you're absolutely right. Now, I want you to contrast that with something, if you don't mind, Michelle. The reason we're talking about Thimerosal is because Thimerosal contains mercury.
Yes, well, absolutely.
And guess what it is these good folks down the river at Coal River Mountain Watch and the folks at OVEC and Mountain Justice Summer, what are they fighting about?
I don't know.
Mercury. Because when they tried to point the fact that, you know, the Massey and Don Blankenship are you know, knee deep in the mercury business, well, you know what Blankenswine called them? Environmental extremists.
Blankenswine?
Blankenswine.
Who's Blankenswine?
Don Blankenship.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, environmental extremists for just not wanting to poison babies with mercury.
Well,
bunch of tree huggers.
I can't even eat the fish that I want to eat
nope,
because of the mercury level.
No, you can't. And, you know, like salmon, farm-raised, caught in the wild, either way you, any way you slice it, literally.
Right.
It's loaded with mercury.
Right. And so since I'm not going to, wouldn't you think that the FDA would say, no, you can't preserve this vaccine in that much mercury?
Well, supposedly they've done that now.
Okay, let me read you this. Or let me read your listeners this, because I'm sure you've read it. As the number of vaccines increased, the rate of autism among children exploded. During the 1990s, 40 million children were injected with
Thimerosal-based
vaccines, receiving unprecedented levels of mercury during a period critical for brain development. Despite the well-documented dangers of Thimerosal, it appears that no one bothered to add up the cumulative dose of mercury that children would receive from the mandated vaccine. Come on.
I know.
Everybody knows mercury is bad for you. I mean, who said that? The FDA?
Yeah. You see what we're up against, Michelle?
Yes, it was just like I was talking to you about the other night. You know, they say that the Saudis are blowing up, and the Saudis are the car bombers.
Mm-hmm.
The Marisol is the bad guy, yet
we're supporting the bad guys in both instances. Now, you know, so what do you do?
I don't know. What do you do?
You
don't get your children vaccinated?
Well, supposedly it's safe to do that now because they're, I mean, you know, from here on out.
Supposedly.
Right.
Supposedly.
Do you believe them? Do you believe them?
Oh, now I'm going to trust the FDA?
Right.
I'm thanking God I don't have young children.
Well, I've got, since this is the last night, I've got my three here with me.
They already had their vaccination?
Yeah, they have, and it scares me to death.
I'll bet. How old are they?
Let's see. We got 11, we got 9, and we got 8.
Hey, kids.
Hey.
See, they really are here. Yell hey from the other side of the room.
Well, I heard them.
Yeah, there they are. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, it does worry you. And you watch, and you fret, and you wonder from time to time, you know, is that the Thimerosal talking?
Is that the Thimerosal talking? Well...
So, you know, we're going to have them
tested. So what do you do about it?
We're going to have them tested.
What do you do about it?
And it,
yeah, but you know what it's going to cost you to have them tested?
Yes. Yes, I do.
See, and that's another thing.
You know, well, I mean, you know, that's one of those, what
it
are you going
to
do?
It shouldn't be your burden to have them tested.
No.
The FDA
I need
this vaccination. It should be the FDA that's going to pay.
Well, I need some Congress critters to pass some legislation, Michelle, telling the drug manufacturers, no, it's not the FDA's burden to do it, because the FDA we support with our tax dollars. By God, it's the pharmaceutical industry's burden, and
that's
they should.
All right. No.
And
no,
they
no,
need
no,
to
ba- no.
be paying for the
no,
testing.
No, you just made the point. You're darn right. We support them with our tax dollars, so we need to get them tested for free, because it's our tax dollars.
Right. Well, no, I want them tested for free, and I want the pharmaceutical industry paying for it. Let the FDA be out there.
The pharmaceutical industry,
because they're the ones that made they're the ones that made the Thimerosal vaccines that poisoned the kids.
Yeah, but the FDA approved it.
Okay.
If I'm a pharmaceutical thing, I'm going to submit anything I can.
Michelle, in the article, it states clearly that these companies have known since 1937 that this stuff was horrible poison.
The pharmaceuticals or the FDA?
The pharmaceuticals.
Have known.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, my thing's all that.
To the extent that during World War II, the Department of War required Thimerosal to be labeled poison.
And World War II.
Yeah. So, okay, I don't look. Let the FDA pay a chunk of it, but Big Pharma doesn't walk away scot free. Hey, Michelle, let me just say that I've really enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, and really, Good fortune to you, Bob.
I appreciate it, Michelle, and the same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Be happy on your hillside.
Thanks, I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right, time for our bottom of the hour break. News update from Carl Mack, followed by the Workers' Independent News Service. Then we'll come.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. Charleston is now the only city in the state with more than 50,000 people. Growth. Mercer County is on its way to becoming the latest in the state to ban smoking in most locations. Wednesday, the Mercer County Board of Health approved smoking in almost all public places in Mercer County, including grocery stores, convenience, retail stores, public transit, school, shopping malls, and bowling alleys. Officials with the Division of Natural Resources say bears are becoming an increasing problem in Greenbrier County, as his department has averaged about two or three calls a day about bear problems in the White Salt. Says that as the bear population continues to rise, bears look for food in populated sections. Part of the problem is people feeding the bears, either on purpose or accidentally. Once a bear associates people with food, they're not likely to leave an easy meal, and Kraft says the bear population is as high as 1,000. 10 to 12 bears are thought to be in the White Sulphur Springs area. Two have been caught on properties owned by the Greenbrier. Wild news, the forecast for the rest of this evening, showers and thunderstorms most likely. Tonight, partly cloudy the rest of the night, low 65. Showers and thunderstorms back tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy with a high near 82 and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low near partly cloudy through the whole period. Daytime highs upper 70s, lows at night near 60. News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service.
Revitalized Congressional Progressive Caucus is out with a new agenda called the Progressive. It is underway to organize much better coordination between the caucus and progressive groups nationwide. Advance the progressive political agenda. John Cavanaugh, director of the Institute for Policy Studies, says economic security for working families is a Congressional Progressive Caucus priority.
Overall, though, that will be one of their priorities.
Ending the war in Iraq is another important goal of the Congressional Progressive Caucus.
Caucus will be holding meetings with peace groups to coordinate on some major days of action around Iraq, September 24th to 26th of this year, where
workers at New York's alternative newsweekly Village Voice may go on strike Friday. Talks with management over health care wages aren't going well. Village Voice assistant editor Ken Switzer heads the strike committee of UAW Local 2110 at The Voice, and he says support is crucial for Village Voice workers.
This is very important, not just to the workers here at the Village Voice, but just the voice for workers' rights, for issues that don't get covered in mainstream press. It's important to all of us, and we appreciate any support that people can offer us.
Fast becoming the number one work-related respiratory disease. The results of a survey conducted by the American Journal of Public Health reveals that automobile dealers and gas station attendants are most likely to be diagnosed with asthma. Wood industry are six times more likely than their peers to be diagnosed with asthma.
Go.org.
WWNR Beckley.
He's got the heart of a conservative, pickled on a jar on his desk. Here's Bob Kincaid.
Okay, there we go. Cued by the apprentice producer over there. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. I'm surrounded by those who love me and whom I love. And the phone number is 252-6200. Outside Beckley, it's 800-620. Hey, Jim, you're Head On.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
Doing good.
Listen, I'll tell you this. The weather is agreeing with you the last program tonight because passing of beggars, no lights are seen, but for those of princes, the very heavens themselves blaze forth.
Yeah, I can always count on you, Jim. That's beautiful.
Now, let me tell you something. I've got some several things, an aide memoir that I prepared for tonight's program.
Okay.
And for those people who like freedom fries and freedom toast, that's French for a memory jogger, okay?
Right.
And if they don't like it,
I know.
They know where they can stick it.
Right.
This is what I say to those people who are responsible for your leaving and those people who have been so two-faced and those people who are the Republicans that you call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And among these people, what is commonly called virtue is often a phantom. It's just fabricated by their own passions in order that they can do what they want to do with impunity and try to give it a respectable name. And moreover, there are crimes that are made so harmless and their magnitude in their extent, thus saith the public seizures of provinces of conquest. And I'll tell you one thing, be sure their sins will find them out. And I will say this, and this applies to you as well as they.
Okay.
However uncertain and ill-harmonized life may seem, there is yet a certain hidden chain of circumstances and an eternal providence which assigns everything in its proper place and which decrees its proper destiny.
Paul. That's profound.
Well, I didn't call for a Bidenized repartee or BS. Or to talk about this, that, and the other, or any recipes, or to talk about corn crop. That's what I mean. And if they don't understand what I've said, then that's all right. And I'll tell you something, my friend. I hate to see you go. I've enjoyed the show. It's been a good ride. But I think it's going to take you out of this area into a more metropolitan area where people will appreciate you and understand you more. And you'll be glad, and your family will be glad. And, you know, it may be a little tough at times, but as I said before, you're going to have to be as tough as leather, swift as a greyhound, and hard as Krookstyle.
That's pretty hard.
It's all survival, Bob.
That is. That is. And I'm constantly reminded by folks. And you know, it's funny. A whole bunch of people who have never bothered to read Nietzsche are constantly saying, and you know the line, well, Bob...
That kills you, makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing. Put them in that dentist chair, and they scream like...
You're right, Jim. You're right.
Well, I've seen that happen, too.
But listen, I don't want to over-iterate. Is that even a word? But this is a burp. This is a blip. And it might take 2 months, might take three, might take five, but we will be back. I'm already talking to people. And, I think you're going to need that new computer, Jim.
Think so?
Yeah.
Well, I'm working on it right now. As a matter of fact, I'm having it built.
Just make sure you drop me an email so that, I can alert you.
Give me your phone number by email.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I think eight gigs ought to handle it, shouldn't it?
More than enough.
Well, listen, I wish you well. And I hope that everything will be okay, and I know it will, in my regards to your family. I've enjoyed listening to your children. They seem to be delightful young people, and they're very fortunate to have the parents they do.
Well, thank you, Jim. You take care now.
Leave me on for a little while, will you?
Yeah, I will. Stand by. And Paul. Hey, Paul, you're Head On.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Hi, young ladies.
Hello.
Hello. You're as proud as your father as I am.
Oh yes.
Thank you.
They don't have their own microphone. We haven't turned. We haven't trusted them that far yet.
I can hear them.
Okay.
That's just fine, Bob. I want to bring you up to date.
Okay.
I've been working to get the National Institute of Environmental Health and Science in here since 1985. They are finally here.
Really?
From Triangle Park, they'll be here until this fall. They're going to be all in Beckley and surrounding area. Taking what I've been preaching is the cancer rate, since 1977. I really kicked into it in 85 in Minden. And now they're here. I want to see how they cover this. I know they won't come to my door.
No, probably not.
Now, among those pesticides you've been talking about, they're in a liquid form. They're delivered with the Agent Orange component, which is not now taking care of the Vietnam veterans and their exposure to it.
Well, you know, and a lot of people tend to forget, Paul, there wasn't just Agent Orange in Vietnam, wasn't there? What did they call it? Agent Blue?
Agent Blue? Arsenic. That was in our distilled water for sterilization of our office and in the hospital. I had it removed 30 years ago.
Well, you know, it just it amazes me that, and this is a brilliant article if you can get your hands on it, Paul. It's Deadly Immunity by Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
Oh, yeah, and they're just catching up with what we've been doing the last 35 years.
Well, and Kennedy makes that point, Paul. He says, you know, it's not like it's been all quiet.
Yeah.
They've just, people have been ignored.
Yeah, see, this National Institute of Environmental Health and Science is financed by the National Institute of Health and run by the EPA. It's just down the road a little piece from Durham Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Down in North Carolina?
Yeah, and the surgeons take care of the boys over at the VA. See, I've been on asbestos for umpteen years.
Yeah.
Our mainline water pipes, we've got over 250,000 miles of this stuff.
Oh, sure.
And see, when they do pap smears and endometriosis samples and they send them off to the lab, they use a light microscope. Yeah, I'll tell you right now, don't you let those little girls sit in the bathtub, make them shower.
Okay, yep.
And they've been cutting the women to ribbons. So these little red spots you get on your skin,
yeah,
that's it.
Oh, my heavens. You know, I met a man once who had profound asbestosis. He had worked for DuPont. His hands were rendered into claws.
Yes.
From the joint damage that was done, and his skin, yeah, he just erupted all over his body. The stuff was literally trying to leach out of his skin.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've got, I mean, it's poison, and people think, you know, that's awful. But we have active members of Congress who are far more concerned about litigation against asbestos manufacturers than they are the people who have been poisoned and killed by it.
Yeah. You know, we started spraying the Agent Orange component arsenic on our pines and railroad right-of-ways and our road right-of-ways and gas line right-of-ways in 1955 until I put the brakes on them in 78. Then they went to Dewar's band, and I had toxic substance Z raspberry and put that off.
Well, the fellow that I was talking about that had the asbestosis, he had worked at DuPont, and he'd been some sort of a maintenance foreman or some such, and they would periodically have to scrape all the asbestos off of the pipes. And just filled open dump trucks with it. And you know how fluffy it is.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would literally drive it across U.S. 60 and up behind one of those mountains and just dumped it by the ton.
Yes. And Alloy done the same thing.
Yep.
I just lost a good friend there.
My dad worked at Alloy for about 15 years before he moved south.
Here's the other thing now, Bob. We got injection wells. Inject chemicals into it.
Yeah,
And we got five right now that I know of. But the other things that are going on, people, this is
well, see, and the sad thing, Paul, we're beginning to get a handle on what it's doing to us now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thanks to Thimerosal, we have an entire autism generation where it didn't even exist.
That's right.
Prior. Now, we know what it's going on here, what it's going on here in the here and now. What happens, Paul? And, you know, I'm not one of these doomsayers, but I'm also rational enough to know that, you know, Rome lasted a good 1,400 years or so. Say we last that long.
Wait,
what happens to the next people who inhabit this area, this planet? And, you know, just, what are they? It's going to be mystery death, and they're going to think they were stricken by the hand of God.
Yeah, and they think that. But just like in Vietnam, they give the guy leprosy.
Okay.
They give it to them to block the Agent Orange component within their system. And they give them enough to take after they get out of Vietnam 3 months. But they had to file a claim for chloracne within a year. This was the kind of stuff we put up with.
And we're going to get a whole new round of we got a round of it coming out of the first Gulf War syndrome.
Right.
And that has to do in some part with
DEET.
Yeah, and with
and the radiation
and the and the depleted uranium.
Right.
And not only that, but the components of the anthrax vaccine.
Right. And I've seen my first case of the radiation week before last.
Heartbreaking.
It is. It is. And these are young people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you heard the numbers during the flap about the VA in the last couple of days, right, Paul?
Oh, yeah, because I knew they were underfunded.
They were expecting 20 to 25,000 cases that they would have to render services on already.
Wow.
Already. They've, and, you know, this war is, what, 2.5 years old, maybe?
Yeah.
They've got 103,000 veterans.
Yeah. We done lost over 11,000 from the first Gulf War fight.
Yeah. And half the survivors are on disability?
Yes.
That's not a typical number coming out of war, Paul.
You know, now they're taking the mail carrier's pension to pay the retirees and these funds. And that's $27 billion. This is a mess, Bob.
Well, what it tells me, and I don't, you know, I was raised an optimist and paid attention in civics class and all that stuff I've said. So I believe that you're supposed to be able to get the attention of your elected representatives. At what point does it get bad enough that we have an absolutely deafening public outcry about it?
Until the people that I know in the medical fashion stand up and speak. The time they try to stand up and speak, they're put down for some reason or another. But you look right here. I've been telling them since 1977. Our cancer rate is higher than heart disease.
And it shouldn't. And that's abnormal.
And then here they come out just a few weeks ago and said the other thing we got going here now, Bob, is thyroid problems. And
yep.
The other one is macular degeneration.
Macular degeneration, absolutely.
And then when they advertise like Paul Harvey, he says, oh, take this. It only works on the wet type. It does not work at all on the dry type.
But they're not going to tell you that.
Oh, no. And see, we got problems, and what I've seen over the years, and when I was working with a doctor for over 22 years, I know we've probably never seen more than 3 cases in the whole time. I've had more than that walk through my office the past 2 weeks.
Mercy.
And it's growing every day. Now, I had suspicion of one today that I turned and told her, you get this done within the next 6 months. You go back to the medical doctor to verify this.
And it's all environmental, and yet somebody who wants to stand up for a clean earth gets painted up as some sort of, back-to-nature hippie freak?
Yeah. But let me go back to this again, Bob. In 1965, we started to state rented a Piper Cub to fly over certain areas and spot oak wilt.
Mm-hmm.
What we were spraying on the power lines knocked out the immunity of the trees. So the fungus sets in.
I know. And
I dealt with this EPA. We never had an EPA in the state until 1985.
Well, think of these children down at Marsh Fork.
Oh, you know the problem there, Bob?
Well,
that's one they're not talking about. Do you know the reflux?
Yeah.
That's a proprietary chemical. They won't tell you what it is. And what I've seen is the men on the temple already has either had their testicles cut off or prostate cancer.
Hmm.
I lost my best friend. He worked on the tipple. I got another one now. It's down now.
Oh, my God.
He's got a brain tumor.
But, you know, but again, that I'm sure that has nothing to do with their job, right?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. Then you're talking about the magnetite. That's a magnetic iron ore.
Sure. I know exactly what it is.
So when you're clawing the coal down, this is the new technology for cleaning. You're clawing the coal down, you're bringing the pyrite with it, which is sulfur.
Sure.
And when you run it through the water, and you're floating up, you're dropping the dirt, but you're also picking up the pyrite with the coal. So this is where you got yourself a problem with the power plant.
Well, and then they load it on the coal cars there within a stone's throw of the school. It raises ungodly amounts of coal dust, and then they spray a binding agent on it to try to keep the dust down.
That's right. I've walked into it up past my ankles. When I get ready to go to work in the morning, I go out and get my car, I'd get a piece of paper and rake off what I had on my windshield, and then I'd take it to the office and look at it under the microscope.
What did it look like?
Oh, it just stood out like a sore thumb. Like a sore thumb.
And yet the beauty of this is, from the business standpoint, the beauty of this, Paul, is that pity these Massey workers.
Yeah.
Because they're going to come down with cancer in a few years, And they're going to get a little sympathy card from the company. And then when they try to file and claim that Massey used poisons that brought on the illness, oh no, did you ever smoke a cigar? Were you ever in the same room with a cigarette?
Oh no, under the HMO that they're now under their 401ks and their PPO,
yeah,
they're blocked.
Well, not only that, but consider what Massey's done, Paul. We talked about the company store a few nights ago.
That's right. I remember now
he's got the company doctor.
Right.
He's bought his own doctors, Blankenship has, and set him up, down in Boone County, and that's where you get to go to the doctor?
That's right. And another reason he went against Manchin on this amendment is because come January the 1st, these HMOs not going to be the same price. They're going to come individually. And when they get them to sign over on the drug card before this time comes up, then you take a look at what they can look at what you've got.
Well, did you see
your checking accounts?
Did you see what's happening to the retirees from Charleston Area Medical Center?
Oh, yeah. They just screwed them, too.
Yeah, they just lost their prescription drug coverage because they said, well, you'll have the Medicare plan, so we're just going to cancel that.
And which Medicare plan is it? Well, they're...
Who knows?
I know.
But they know that, I mean, what we do know is they've got a $250 drug deductible where they never had one before.
Yeah, that's the Medicare Advantage. That's the welfare program.
Sure.
They're transferred out of regular Social Security insurance into this Medicare Advantage, which is run by an HMO operator.
But, of course, if any of these retirees were to sue CAMC, that would be lawsuit abuse, right?
Well, they can't do it in a class action lawsuit.
Right, it's dead.
You asked for tort reform, now you got it.
Yep. Enjoy it.
To no end.
Exactly. Hey, Paul, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure, I got to tell you.
And you take care of those young ladies.
I sure will.
Okay,
take care.
Bob, and we're going to miss you, bud.
Well, I tell you
not
what.
Not long, I hope.
Not long. Not long at all.
So this scum we've had to deal with, I've dealt with him for years. And I've had to deal with him from the state and the EPA, Health Department, right on down.
And all you can do is every time they punch you, you got to get back up.
Oh, yeah. I'm teaching a few lessons. I have over a period of time, and I'm still going to continue to do the same thing.
Well, you stay strong, and don't you give up.
I never do.
All right. Take it easy, Paul.
Okay, bud.
God bless you. All right. Top of the hour break. Man, this is one of those don't blink or you'll miss it shows. Going by in a hurry. This is Head On.
You're a prisoner, and the planes can take you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only be bright. Home is made for coming from, for dream that will never come true. I'm the wandering star, all born under the wandering star.
Head On. All right, you 4 years old son, ready for the big leagues. Put your bat on, buddy. There you go, helmet. Okay, that's right. With thigh guards. Now don't forget your mouth guard. You don't want to be losing teeth in your first game. Well, they're baby teeth, but put it in it.
But Daddy.
Don't let them worry you. They may be over 200 pounds and kind of mean looking, but you're ready for them. Just run through them. Here's the ball. Run!
Daddy.
Don't look at me. Run with it. Go, boy. Run!
But I could get hurt.
No pain, no gain. Now run!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
You should have straight armed them.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Proud of over 50 years of broadcasting history.
You can depend on us.
News Talk 620, WWNR, Beckley. It's 8 o'clock.
If you seek the help of a financial planner, you have the right to advice that is competent, ethical, and based on your needs. For the booklet, Your Rights as a Financial Planning Client, call Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards toll-free at 888-CFP-MARK. That's 1-888-237-6275. Or visit cfp.net.
News Talk 620 WWNR. Keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is our forecast from the Weather Channel. We will see occasional showers and a few thunderstorms. The bulk of the activity is going to remain, but If you get caught under one of these thunderstorms, you're going to know it with small hail, gusty winds, and very heavy rainfall. Temperatures tonight, mid-60s. Sunshine early in the day will cloud right back up for the afternoon. Possibility of some showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon, once again with heavy rain, highs in the low to mid-80s. Kelly Russell from the Weather Channel.
It's your second hour in the Liberal Sandbox, and you're head-on with Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. We're associate producing here, Bob Kincaid Jr. is, and he's doing a yeoman job. There we go.
Go, John, go!
Oh, my goodness. Let's jump right to the phones, 252-6200, outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. I knew we were going to have fun tonight, and I still haven't said booger. Ben's with us. Hey, Ben, you're head on. Hey, Ben.
Hey there, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Well, I just called to say that, you know, don't anyone who's listening to this worry about it. Bob's going to be back on the air. I'm going to make sure of it.
I appreciate that, Ben, and I've been sort of presumptuous saying that when the show does come back, you'll post something there at White Rose Society.
Oh, it'll be a headline.
Cool. Excellent.
And this is my little message to Southern Communications. You're going to regret the day that you let Bob Kincaid go. And let me tell you a little story. There's a 50,000 watt station here in Chicago. It's called WLF AM.
We even know about it here.
Yeah, you can hear it now in Los Angeles when the wind is right. At night, anyway.
Yeah.
They had a fellow on there named Mike Malloy. And he was their late night guy. He was on 9 to midnight.
I used to listen to him when I'd be driving home from Charleston.
Yep. And you know, in the 9 to midnight slot, he was the number one thing, not only in Chicago but in every other market that WLS's signal reached. And in fact, he actually had a larger number of listeners on WLS than Rush Limbaugh had during the day.
And in gratitude for this, they
canned him.
Right.
They canned him because he wouldn't tone it down. He wouldn't be anything other than who he is, and he wouldn't stop saying bad things about Rush Limbaugh. And you know what? They have never recovered financially from that mistake. They have never even gotten to 10% of the ratings that Mike Malloy had in that time slot.
Well, you know, I'm a dedicated Malloy listener. You know that.
Yes, I do.
It certainly didn't slow Mike down. And so, you know, you do what you have to do until you're doing what you want to do again.
Exactly right.
So, the plans are underway. I was talking with one broadcaster earlier today, and you and I have been talking about what it's going to take technically. You know, we're a couple of months down the road.
Yep.
I mean, I've got to clean out a building, I'm gonna be whistling the Volga Boatman song, you know, for at least a week doing that.
Oh, you should see my garage someday.
Oh, Jimmy Hoffa's in the back of mine, Ben.
Mine, you know, I've got this succession of friends who have asked me over the years, can you store some stuff for me?
Yep.
For just a few months.
You know, I think for 5 years, Ben, I had the passenger side door of a Honda Prelude sitting in my garage for exactly that reason.
I had a Fiat sitting in my garage that I didn't have the keys to and couldn't even move. And finally, of course, the tires went flat.
Mm-hmm.
And mice got in and ate the upholstery.
Right.
And the rag top started coming apart because, similarly, the rodents and other things ate it. And finally, I had to get a scrap title and have it hauled out of there.
Well, then you know what I'm up against.
Yes.
You know, a couple of houses worth of furnitures, bureaus, chest of drawers, the sideboards, buffets. You know, some of them nice pieces. Mm-hmm. But they got to get out of the way. I got a studio to build.
That's right. You know, and not only that, if anyone in Beckley is listening, who is interested in the concept of low-power community FM, they should contact me at White Rose, right people, so that they can put a station on the air there and get some real truth out to the people of Beckley again.
And that is a growing phenomenon. It's very hot in Vermont right now, according to an article that I read. And we've got a little low-power FM cranking along over in Fayette County.
It's not hard to do. In fact, you can actually build your own equipment if you're handy with electronics. You know, you do not have to go out and buy yourself a General Electric transmitter.
No, we're not talking about a 100,000 watt blowtorch. What, 25,
no,
50 watts?
It is entirely practical to build the entire mainframe and transmitter for a low power community FM station on your kitchen table.
And the nice thing is the legislation has all been done. It's there. And there is one threat to low power FM out there, Ben, and you know what that is.
Yes, they do.
What's happened is a lot of these, and for other people, what's happened is a lot of these religion industry groups, people like that filthy James Dobson, has bought up license after license after license, and they've turned it into a network.
Right.
When it was supposed to be a means for communities to enhance community involvement and attend to community needs. But instead, it's a bunch of drivel that's, Idaho, Colorado, somewhere like that, that all this filth flows out of.
Yep. But, I've checked, and there are still frequencies available in your area. So if anyone's interested, do contact me, and I will find the right people to put you in touch with, and we can make Southern Communications rue the day.
Well, I appreciate it, Ben. And, just because I'm gone doesn't mean that you're quitting. So, there's plenty of good stuff going on at White Rose.
Well, sir, you take care, and may you be gone an hour before the devil knows you're missing.
Thanks a lot, Ben. Take care.
You take care.
Bye now. And of course, there's no overestimating disseminating it nationally and creating a national audience. From right part of the fifth smallest radio market in America. That's what my old granddaddy used to be. If you get a chance, boy, come in fifth. Tell you what, let's take our break, and then we'll come back and go to the phones. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
When I was in school, I ran with a kid down the street. And I watched him burn himself up on bourbon and speed. But I was smarter than most, and I could choose. Learn to talk like a man on the 6 o'clock news. When I was 18, Lord, I hit the road. But it really doesn't matter how far I go.
Head on.
Where there's a tornado.
Where there's a forest fire.
Where Mother Nature is at her worst.
We're there. Where there's a search.
Where there's a rescue.
Where there are Americans in need.
We're there.
When disaster strikes.
We're one volunteer force.
Helping each other and simply doing what needs to be done.
We are the Civil Air Patrol.
The official auxiliary of the U.S. Air Force.
To join, call 1-800-FLY-2338.
Or log on to the World Wide Web at www.cap.gov.
Welcome to Green and Growing, the lawn
side to conquer grassy weeds.
Then how often should I fertilize?
It's ideal to fertilize twice a year for maintaining a healthy lawn. 1 month after the lawn starts growing in the spring, and 1 month before it goes dormant.
Well, this has been another edition of Green and Growing with Bill Clutho, John Deere's groundskeeping guru.
WWNR Beckley.
He's got a brain, and he's not afraid to use it. Liberally, of course, here's Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, like I promised, straight to the phones. And Christina. Hey, Christina, haven't heard from you in a while. You doing all right?
Oh, I'm fine. I just want to tell you, like everybody else, we're going to miss you, but we know you're going to come back. I've always listened to you. My 2 days off anymore are Thursdays and Fridays. And since I told you the cable, I don't feel like I missed the cable. At first, I had withdrawal symptoms.
Right.
But, you know, I get so much information, so much knowledge, so such an intelligent slant when you portray it on the radio, and that I don't miss it anymore. And the one good thing I had to look forward to was Thursdays and Fridays, my days off at 7 o'clock. But I know you'll come back, and I really want to thank you. I have pulled so much overtime this week, I can barely stay awake.
Oh.
With a torn Achilles tendon.
Oh, no.
You're going to go in overtime, honey, if they tell you you're going into overtime. That still has not been resolved.
Oh, you're kidding. No, that, you mean the whole 16-hour thing?
Honey. Yeah, it's I don't know what the state passed, but I'm telling you, if nobody comes on at midnight, you're going to stay. You know, you have to. I think they should staff better, but that's another issue. I do want to thank you on behalf of all the nurses and all the working class people for advocating for us. You had a really good show on, I believe it was last week, about RNs.
Yeah.
And I know who else would do a show like that. We really, really appreciated it. It's all true, and yes, if they get through it, they'll make excellent salaries, and guess what? They deserve every nickel they get.
Well, you know, you could double it, and they'd still deserve more as far as I'm concerned.
I appreciate you saying it. A lot of people don't think so, but, you know, your license is on the line, especially when you're going into overtime, and if you would make mistakes.
Well, you know, the law that was passed, Christina, says that if a nurse is on the floor, she cannot be held or compelled to turn in overtime greater than 16 hours.
Uh-huh.
That's what it says.
But now, how efficient are you at 16 hours? You've already worked in the house before you came to work for the first eight. You've been on your feet.
You know, and I mean, I just sit here behind a microphone, and a long time ago, when I was, you know, a hot happening rock and roll DJ, I had to pull. It was some sort of charity fundraising thingamajig, and I pulled 24 continuous hours behind the microphone.
But I bet you were hipped up on caffeine.
Oh, yeah, you know, 8-10 pots, you know, that's why I don't do caffeine anymore. I OD'd on it as a young man. But the thing was, you know, hour 8, hour 10, I was useless. I was a blithering idiot at hour 24.
Well, I agree when you stated before, we had discussed it before, that you said, no offense, but you didn't particularly want to be a patient, and provided with a nurse that's been on her feet for 24 hours, 20, 12, 16, 18, whatever. I agree with you. I mean, after 16 hours, your legs are, especially if you have a torn Achilles tendon and you're on cement floors, and you're trying to work because you don't want to make the other nurse have to stay, but sometimes the night shift don't come in. But that's anywhere you go. I mean, it's just this part of life.
Anyway, you're
the only one that has ever publicly advocated for us on the airways. I really appreciate it. And what you do for the working class, I can't even describe. We need you. And I hope you'll start up again somewhere else.
Well, we're going to fire up somewhere again.
It was a sad day. You know, if people had said to me whenever it started, I think it was the first time I think I called in was last August.
Uh-huh.
And I can't be sure. And I said, this guy is unreal. He is so intelligent. How do we be lucky enough to get him? And anything good in this place comes to an end. Some people are narrow-minded, but honestly, one of the gentlemen had called in and said, if you hadn't been effective, if you weren't being effective now, you'd have stayed. Because people, they're listening to you. They might not agree with everything, but they have a lot of respect for you. In fact, the hospital I work, they have a lot of people who listen to you that has never listened to talk radio. And we listen to you with appreciation and respect. And it just took us such a void for Southern West Virginia and all the other counties not to have this intelligent, articulate person. I told you from the get-go, I mean, you were tops in my book. I have learned so much about current issues that I don't have time pulling all this overtime.
Well, and if you God bless you, Christina, you killed the cable. You know, that was your best move.
Oh, hey, that's the best thing I ever did. You know what I did? I paid off my car. I made double payments on the car. It was worth it. Every time I turned around, the cable was going up, and there wasn't anything worth looking at.
No, I know. I know. I keep it. I'm guilty.
You've got kids in the house.
Well, right. I mean, there would be full.
Now, there is some good programming. You know, some of it is pretty good.
Yeah, I watch the Food Network. They watch cartoons. You know,
I like that. G&H, Good House, or whatever where they decorate houses. You know, I'm a fan of that. But, hey, I can live without that if I have to. But I couldn't hardly live without you coming on the airway. And I look forward. I was really be amused, by the way, because you've got a sense of humor like nobody else. You're so darn smart. Nobody could win an argument or a discussion against you. You need talent to be able to control yourself when some of the people can be rude and some people call in just to test you. you know, it's just people are just like that. But I think of all the things that have happened this last year, I think people really do respect you. Whether they agree with you, the issue with you on the issues or not, I honestly think you have their highest respect.
That would be very nice, and I hope they do, because whether you agree with me or not, Christina, and you and everyone like you, I have profound respect for the audience.
I know you do.
I believe it's
we feel that.
Because
unlike Limbaugh, people say, well, if you don't like him, don't listen. Well, I listen. I'm at the point I'm listening to everybody at this point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm into talk radio now. And it has supplanted, well, I still have the newspaper, but I'm into talk radio because I like to learn about all the issues. But the more I listen to Rush, I thought, geez, Luis, he won't let anybody on that disagrees. And if he gets so hot under the collar if you don't agree with him. Well, I thought that was part of America.
Well, you know, but Christina, remember, and I would imagine through the course of your career in nursing, you've probably run across people with addiction problems in the past from time to time.
I think he's still on the stuff. I really
precisely.
Think.
You're. I mean, you're,
his attitude, his demeanor.
You're listening to junkie behavior.
Yeah, that, absolutely. It's hard to live with somebody like that or be around. You're absolutely right. But he's doing it legally, apparently. So. Whatever, it'll affect, if it hasn't affected his, I think it's affected his hearing.
That's why he lost his hearing.
He'll never come out and admit that. I think he's had a cochlear transplant.
Yeah, that's what he talks about.
Uh-huh.
But if you get in there and you study the journal stuff on OxyContin abuse, it will drive you deafened a stump.
Yeah. It's just a horribly addictive, it's best if you can, it's great for, you know, intractable pain, it's great for, but the side effects are horrible. You know, it's just, but anyways, you're not on anything like that. You're on a natural high. You just like people.
I do.
And the thing of, no matter how smart you are and how well you've conveyed messages and contemporary issues, like I always said, with a historical perspective, all of that, you're extremely well-read. You understand about so well-rounded and so intelligent. The best thing, the one thing that I'll carry with me always that I respect about you, you gotta give a guy credit that's good to his wife and family. To me, that says it all.
It's
that makes a man.
It's easy, Christina, because they're good to me.
Well, that's,
you know,
I'm back to them. That is wonderful, and you always encourage the kids. So many kids don't even have one decent parent.
You know, and I learned so much of that. I've babbled from time to time, especially in the last couple of months, about watching my boy. Broke my heart. We were going to play All Stars, and we could not round up enough. And we're not even talking about the talent level at this point. We're talking about warm bodies.
Right.
We couldn't round up enough
absolutely.
Kids whose parents were active enough to dig up a birth certificate and a copy of their power bill to show that they lived within the district.
I believe it. It's true. It's in all walks. I mean, I don't blame anybody, and I'm not trying to judge.
No, I don't. I admire these people who are out there doing one, two, three, four jobs.
Yeah. Well, if these Republicans stay in, nobody will have anything to retire on, and with this torn Achilles, probably still limp around.
You know, and those things.
Until 75, if Bush has his way. No, I don't respect Bush. I've always said that. I'm going to get off here. I know you're busy. My little grandson, he's 15, and he knows I love this program. And he says, I can't come over to Hopkin Cates last night. And he says, what happened? And I said, oh, I'm not sure. I told him a week ago, I think Rush Limbaugh has some spies on the airway. I was kidding, but you know. Anyways, I wish you the very best, Bob.
Thank you so much,
Christina. You've enlightened all of us, and I'm you've been a joy to listen to, and I wish you and your family the very best of luck.
I will. If you've got access to email at all, Christina, drop me a note at bob@headonradio.com so that I'll have your email address. And when it does happen again, I'll let you know.
Oh, I hope it's in this state. Please, God, let it be West Virginia.
I'm going to bust my hump to make it. You know, what I'm trying to do here is.
Well, God is bigger than mercury poison, Bob.
Well, that's true.
He's bigger than anything. We just got to trust in him, because I'll tell you, in the last few weeks of my life, God can just give it to God, and I'm sure he wants you to, you know, he wants you to succeed. We all want you to succeed. The problem is everybody knew you were great, and you showed everybody else up. That's what it was.
Thank you.
Wishes, and I'll continue to listen to you, honey, until the program's over.
Well, I tell you what, Christina, do your best. Stay off the torn Achilles tendon, because those things are like bad hamstrings. They don't heal.
Yep. I appreciate that. And you take care.
All right. Thanks a lot, Christina. All right. I'm guilty. My ego, Christina is always so good for my ego. Because she validates a lot of what I do try to do. And it is about you guys. It's not about me. Yeah, and then that's all about you. Let's talk about me. You know, I can't do that kind of talk radio. It's some sort of psychiatric sequelae attendant upon it. My life is not that exciting. You guys are a hell of a lot more fun. So I tell you what, we're a little bit at the front end of the break, but rather than running over, let's go ahead and get it out of the way and come back and just go bananas with the telephones. What do you say? This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Just a little bit longer. Hold it, don't fight. And the union don't fight. It take a little time and we leave it all behind. Sing one more song.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. A Wyoming County woman was injured yesterday after a five-vehicle accident on the turnpike. Eva Pelfrey of Matheny was traveling north on I-77 near the Pax toll booth yesterday afternoon when a camper started to cut into her path. Pelfrey made a sharp cut to the left to avoid a collision but lost control. She spun around a few times, came to rest in the left lane. Her car was then struck by a station wagon driven by Kenneth Simpson of Richmond, Virginia. His car was then struck by a Chevy Malibu driven by Michael Murphy of Cold Spring, Kentucky. Then, a dark-colored truck struck Murphy's car. No injuries were reported in that five-car pileup. Two protesters were arrested yesterday when they refused to leave Massey Energy headquarters in Richmond. They wanted company officials to respond to their demands to reduce pollution and improve safety at Massey facilities in Raleigh County. Especially the one arrested were Herb Elkins, whose 8-year-old son attends Marsh Fork Elementary, and Hannah Thurman, a Mountain Justice summer activist. They were arrested by Richmond police and charged with trespassing. They were also released on their own recognizance, but tomorrow, that according to Chad Cordell, a Mountain Justice. West Virginia lottery officials say a winning Powerball jackpot ticket was sold at a convenience store in Jefferson County. Nancy Bulla says a ticket purchased at Sheets in Charlestown hit the prize. And that prize, a guaranteed $10 million with a cash option of $5.8 million. Last night's winning numbers were 3, 8, 20, 42, 49, Powerball 39, and Power Play 5. The winner has not yet claimed his prize. That's the news. Now here's the forecast for this evening. Showers and thunderstorms could go till around midnight tonight. Partly cloudy, muggy, with a low near 65. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms by mid-morning with a high near 80. And then Friday night, showers and thunderstorms with a low 60. But on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny. High both days, upper 70s. Lows at night on Saturday night and Sunday night near mid-50s. And for the fourth, partly cloudy with a high near 80. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
Merck, the $5.2 billion-a-year drug giant, is upset that people think it's a greed-headed bloodsucker. So, by Jove, Merck's executives have decided to do something about their problem. Does that mean they'll stop their greed-headed bloodsucking? Don't be insane. Bloodsucking is wildly profitable. No. Merck's honchos want to deal with the appearance of bloodsucking, not tamper with a money-making reality. PR slogan is, Merck, where patients come first. How cuddly. Corporate backpatting follows the recent revelation that Merck's best-selling drug side effect called death in quite a few patients who trusted it, but withheld the information from doctors, patients, the media, and regulators, all the better to suck profits before the news got out. Now that the ugly news is out, Merck hopes to deflate featuring cute children, adding a tagline asserting that this altruist features a man-on-the-street interview with a guy saying that people shouldn't... Billy? Then why did Merck hire a horde of lobbyists to push through a law last year making it illegal for us folks in the USA to import Merck's medicines from Canada at a third of the price the bloodsucker is charging us here at home? This is Jim Hightower saying, you don't have to be in who's who. Corporation throws $20 million into a PR campaign to try to tell you that it's good. It isn't.
Help. Many are forced to cut back hours, reduce services, and even close their doors. So what can you do? I tell you what. Support your local library and help keep your library doors open. Contact your local library to find out how you can make a difference in your community. The future is at your library, so make sure your library has a future. Just a little something from the Mac.
Brought to you by the Campaign for America's Library.
WWNR Beckley.
A man who just loves conservatives. Baked, boiled, or fried. Here's Bob Kincaid.
I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
All right, welcome back. Sarah, associate producing now. We're going with the team concept here. About 25 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock, we're halfway done. And you guys are making it a boatload of fun. Let's see. Who we got, John? Gary. Hey, Gary, you're head on. I got lost.
Huh?
There you are.
Huh?
What?
Hey, Bob, reach up on that shelf on the far right and pass the oxy down, will you?
Yeah. You know, I like to chew it up for the refreshing burst of flavor.
Hey, I know you got a lot of people calling tonight, but I just wanted to, on behalf of myself and my partner in life, Melody, would like to wish you all the success in the world and prosperity for you and your family.
Thank you.
In the future.
Appreciate that.
And you're really going to be missed for the short period of time that you're off. And, we're really, I don't know, I'm depressed. I've been listening to WWNR since I was a kid back in the early 60s, and I think I'm going to turn them off because, I mean, I don't think it was a very well-run station anyway, from a technical sense. They had some really good programs and stuff on, but, when they want to put...
Now, wait, I take that personally because you don't know the number of nights that I've stood here with my tongue hanging out of my mouth just so, and my right hand pointing down, my left hand, you know, and the little... coat hanger with the aluminum on top of it, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, it used to be bad. They used to have these horrible blackouts and stuff. I mean, it's gotten a lot better than what it used to be.
Yeah, I'm kidding. One of the people that I've enjoyed being around most here is our engineer, Randy Kerbway. He's a genius.
Well, do they give him much of a budget to work with?
I don't know. They don't have me in for those meetings.
Oh, okay.
I'm not kidding. He's a genius. And he does incredible work keeping all of these stations on the air.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think he's got some sort of like little Android lab down in the basement where he's just cranking out spare Randys because one human being can't do what he does.
Yeah. Well, how many stations are there? Like, what, four or five?
Let's see. There's us and, 1070. Yeah, six, I think.
Six.
And there may be, I don't know, there may be one that's out there just for spare parts, on blocks in the yard somewhere.
You know, I listen to the Southern Communications family radio stations, but.
Oh, listen, I go up and down the road, and I've got it on here, and if I happen to need the FM button, like when Savage is on, or God knows Rush, I'm right there on the river or Groovy.
Yeah.
They do great work at Power Country. And they do great work at 103 CIR. I just, it ain't me, man.
Well, will you be working for any radio station in this area at all?
No, I think I'm going to stand out on top of my cistern and yell.
And you won't be DJing anywhere or anything like that at all?
No. No. Huh. I'm going to get the garden in. I'm working on a couple of other projects, but what is absolutely foremost in my the very thought of cleaning out the garage is, I don't know, it's like something out of Heart of Darkness, the horror.
Well, I know what you're saying. I mean, really, I do. I heard you and this gentleman from the White Rose Society talking. You were talking about maybe starting a little FM station.
Well, Ben has done the research, Gary, and apparently there are a number of licenses still available around here for low power community FM.
Yeah, well, I've heard about those things. There's a lot of people doing that.
Yeah, and there's some great radio coming out of it, too.
Yeah.
But
I
he's
the
got the
range. He is. Was it 5-10 miles or?
I'm not. You know, it depends on the juice, really.
Yeah.
You know, FM's different from AM. You don't have all the ground wave and sky wave and all the Mr. Science stuff. I mean, it's still quite complicated. But Ben was right. You, if you've got any electrical knowledge at all, you can put one of these things together on your kitchen table. If you're interested, contact him because he has the info.
Well, have you thought about maybe even going on shortwave?
No, really. Honest to God, I believe that the future is in the Internet. And so what I'm focusing on is going to be deliver programming to various and sundry stations, as well as streaming it out. You know, Ben's a huge part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Much, much more high capacity.
Like you got a plan. I mean,
I do, and
really
as,
good.
You know, I do, and as usual, the only problem with the plan, you know, all the money.
Yeah, well, that's everything.
But
everything
that's what the printing.
Money.
Yeah, that's what the printing press in the basement's for.
Are you familiar with that station in Columbus? It's a very, very liberal slant. This station in Columbus, it's got Al Franken, a girl named Susan Miller. I mean, it's totally liberal talk radio in Columbus.
Well, you know, it's spreading here. West Virginia has its first Air America affiliate now. I had hoped along the way that maybe we would be, but no. I think it's WRVC in Huntington has picked up as an Air America affiliate. There was some newspaper coverage on that last week.
Oh, so they're an AM station, right?
Yeah, and there is, of course, I can't remember the call letters for AKZ or something like that up in Wheeling. That is liberal, progressive, pro-worker radio. The thing that has to be understood, Gary, is that there is a set of issues out there that is beginning to catch fire. You know, you've heard Jim from time to time say that the mightiest flames come from the tiniest sparks.
Mm-hmm.
The spark has been struck, and it is catching fire all around America because ordinary human beings, you know, those of us who aren't on the Lark's Vomit canape circuit, who have to make choices between gasoline and groceries and count ourselves lucky when we get hamburger now just because of what's happened to the American family, there are issues out there for them that are being addressed. I've tried to address those issues, and it's something that resonates with the American public, and it is spreading like wildfire.
Well, you know, every day you turn on the radio, you turn on the TV, which I don't even watch TV anymore. Read the newspaper; they're taking something away from us.
Yeah,
they're sticking it to us every day, one way after another. I mean, every day, I mean, I guess it's great for talk radio because every day you got another issue to talk about. But well, look what they've done to us today.
Yeah, there is that aspect of it, but, you know, this has been a learning curve, I hope as much for the audience as it has been for me. And it's about learning. I can stand here or sit here and howl and rage all night, but eventually you have to ask yourself the question and you hope you get an answer somewhere along the way. Okay, I'm mad, I'm activated, I'm energized, what do I do with it? You know, there are people here that burn up the telephones to their congressmen every day, letting them know. Now, I don't know, on the other end of the line at the congressman's office, they're going, oh my God, it's so-and-so again. But you know what? They don't dare diss so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that so-and-so is active and energized and empowered, and so-and-so will get out and knock on doors to defeat your incumbent butt if you don't pay attention. And I think that's part of the answer here. We have to be involved in the political process. We also have to be involved in the neighborhood process. You know, we've talked about that before, Gary. How many of us live in places where we can't tell you the name of the human being six doors down?
Well, let me tell you what happened here a few weeks ago. I was coming out of Richmond, Virginia. And there's a big hill there at Charlottesville. Halfway up that hill, I broke down. I sat there for 4 hours. I even did the old white handkerchief out the window routine and everything, and nobody would stop.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no big deal. I just laid across the seat and prepared to spend the night there. I mean, it's like midnight, and all of a sudden I see some blue lights back here, and a police officer was there. But what I'm trying to point out here is people just, they've lived in their own little world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. A lot of them are scared. I really realize the reason people don't stop to help people because they're afraid.
Right.
But they could at least call somebody and say, hey, there's a dude broke down up here, the state police or something like that. I do that quite often. I hit that Star 77.
Yeah.
Especially on a day like today where it's really hot or in the wintertime. But I don't know. This America is such a divided place, and people are so so far apart from one another, and they don't. It seems like apparently they don't care at all.
Well, are you a conspiracy? Are we conspiracy theorists, Gary? When I say that I think it is deliberately done.
Well, you know, if you look at the corporate structure in America, in a way, I mean, everybody's lives is based on transfers, and you have to move over here to get a job and all that. I know in my own family, I mean, they're spread all to the four winds. You know, I mean, all the way from California to Michigan and Virginia and all kinds of places. People just aren't stay local like you used to, and families get split up and divided. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been thinking about this, Gary. You know what one of the greatest, probably the single, and I mean no insult to anybody in the industry because it's hard work, one of the single greatest marks of our collective societal shame is the fact that is the very existence of nursing homes. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
You know, because the existence of nursing homes tells us that we don't have time for our old, and that we have made a value judgment that the old no longer have anything to offer us, and that we should therefore warehouse them. And that is sickening, and it's a blight upon our society.
Well, kids are warehoused in daycare and in schools, and I mean everything is just pulled apart. It's not like it used to be. The families aren't close. I did growing up, I knew several older people living at home until they died. You know, their families took care of them. That just doesn't happen as much anymore.
No, and you don't die in your own bed anymore, Gary.
No, but something's going to give sooner or later somewhere. I don't know what or where, but I don't think we can go on like this for indefinitely, because the things just keep getting worse all the time. And they're going to keep getting worse.
Until we do something about it.
Yeah, well, you know how we talked about this convergence of crises? I mean, that's going to be part of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of things come together. I'll tell you one thing. If these energy prices keep going up, it's going to dash the economy. It really is.
And then what? Then we're either going to learn to work together. You know, we can.
Right? Well, everybody's living on Mortgage Hill's going to have to find another place to live if the economy really goes south bad like it did back in 83.
Yeah, and I wind up planting the whole acre next time around.
How's your garden doing, by the way?
Well, the plants are trying really hard. The dry spell's been kind of rough on them, but the deer are my hell on earth. They topped out all my poblano peppers. They've gone to work on my hot peppers. They've even topped out some tomatoes.
Well, what some people use
human
get a hold of some fox urine or coyote urine.
Yeah.
Predator, you know, stuff like that, which you can get that from these trapping supply houses.
Right.
I've heard mothballs help.
I have done everything except just stand out there on my own and
get a dog?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? They don't care. These guys, I'm going to eat some of Bob's tomatoes. They look good.
Well, I've got deer over here, but they've eaten the tops off my tomatoes before. Off the tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing to me.
Yeah, but never really. What really got me was the rabbits and the possums.
Well, we're at the top end of one of those breeding curves for the rabbits, I think, because
they can be extremely destructive. I mean, you wouldn't believe the things they'll eat.
Yeah, after all the Beatrix Potter stories about Peter Rabbit and everything, I'm rooting for anymore. You know, now that the kids are older and we don't have to go through it reading, I'm rooting for the farmer. Hey Gary, I got to roll on.
Hey, good luck, Bob.
What a pleasure it's been, and I tell you what, I'm sincerely hoping that this is
will be.
So I've got your email address, and I'll let you know.
Okay, buddy.
All right, take care.
Thank
Have
you.
A great weekend. Hey, by the way, everybody, happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Because, you know, I would have done the 4th of July show tomorrow since the 4th is on Monday. In the midst of this awful war and the rise of fascism, take a special moment, will you? Over the course of this holiday weekend, to really sit and ponder those brilliant, radical liberals who gave you this country that George Bush and his fascist corporatist pals are doing their dead level best to destroy. Could you do that? Get the Declaration of Independence out, read it, and see if you can even remotely imagine that being written by a conservative. And, of course, it wasn't. It was written by radical liberals because the conservatives back then were known as Tories, and they wanted to stay slaves of a king. Read the list of grievances and see if you can't translate it to modern times. See if it does, see if about 75% of them don't sound exactly like our grievances now. Back to the phones. Let's see, Maggie. Hey, Maggie, you're head on.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Maggie. You?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm sad because you're leaving.
I'm sad because I'm leaving.
Because I don't know what me and my friends will do now at 7 o'clock every night.
Well, I tell you what, just try to be patient, and we'll have something for you to do at 7 o'clock in a couple of months.
Well, you keep us informed. Now, remember, you're going to have to advertise it.
I know. I know. I'll do everything in my power to make sure everybody knows what's going down. And we got a nice little network of friends and neighbors who talk to each other. I'll make sure that you find out.
Well, now, you be sure and do. And one thing about you, you spoke what you believed, and you stood up for it.
It's go as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. There's no deceitfulness out. You got to tell it like it is.
And there's no dress rehearsal either. This is the only shot we get. We either do it right now or, you know.
Well, listen.
I'm doing my best.
Get the deers out there. You know what I mean.
Believe me, my son has hit that age where, Daddy, can I have a pellet gun? You know, and he just wants to harass the deer out of the garden.
Well, you know what I mean. They can be destructive. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And the rabbits.
We're going to miss you, Bobby.
I'm going to miss you guys.
You take care.
All right, and tell Mary Lou I said goodbye too.
Okay, I will do.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Kelly. Hey, Kelly, you're head on.
Hello.
Hello.
We are going to miss you, but yes, you will be back, and I have every confidence that will be the case.
You know, whether I'm back in Beckley, that's the open question.
Well, we're worldwide now, so
that's
less of a difficulty than it might once have been. Try planting some peas away from your garden. I've heard that attracts the deer, and they'll go for that and leave your garden alone. I don't know if it works, but hey, worth a try. Huh?
I'm at the point where I'll try anything. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's certainly not going to do any harm.
No, and I like peas.
Yes. If they don't eat them, then you get them.
Right. Double bonus.
You are fond of dramatic readings, are you not?
Oh, very much so.
I have a short thing to share with you, if you'd like to hear it.
I very much would.
Okay. It's actually a poem, not very long, but I think you might enjoy it. I think your listeners might enjoy it.
Well, stand to.
Okay. To think that we'll be winners in this latest death parade is to grease the wheels, nothing but a hideous charade. Invade them, they will love us, is one lie, we were told. Our history is full of this throughout the days of old. To think or even dream of victory in such a state tarnishes the concepts which before have made us great. Might makes right, and we will fight, have always been around. When to fight, and what is right, are easily clowned. When you stand on principle, the future bears you out. When you stand on lies and fear, there grows a cloud of doubt. When the fruit of lies and fear get ripe and then do fall, there comes a sinking heart which says, I didn't hear the call. Hear the call. I pray to all. The future's always near. And careful be to whom you trust, America the dear.
That's gorgeous. Is that your work?
It is.
Very well done.
It's just one of those things that kind of came to me.
Yeah.
And I said I have to record this because it'll be lost if I don't.
Yeah.
I won't remember it if I don't write it down.
Yeah, it goes away in a hurry.
Yeah, but that kind of sums up how I feel about our current state. But
it's a mess, but we can get our way. Well, you know, there's beginning to be hope. Our buddy Gene out in Oregon sent me some information out of the latest Zogby poll. Now, 42% of surveyed Americans now, Kelly, say that they would support impeachment proceedings against George Bush if it's found that he misled the nation about his reasons for going to war with Iraq.
Count me in that.
Well, I don't think American ordinary on the street American support for impeaching Bill Clinton ever got anywhere near 42%, did it?
No. Most people just kind of turned their or bowed their heads and said, you know, I really didn't need to know that. But you know, we'll make it.
I think so. And listen, I know you're in some changes too, so the best of luck
absolutely.
To you.
Oh, and best of luck to you. And watch out for yellow jackets in the garage. I encountered two of them cleaning out two nests cleaning out my shed earlier.
You know, that I have real respect for a honeybee because when they sting you, they're giving their all for the hive. It tears their guts out, and they die. Yellow jackets, those red wasps, they can just sting you to watch you have a fit, and then they sting you again.
You'll find out how quickly you can move, though.
Oh, I mowed over a yellow jacket's nest one time. And yeah, I did like a 1-3-40.
They will do that.
Yeah, with a lot of really choice language. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You may be familiar with the station out of Cincinnati, WCKY.
Yeah.
They're doing Air America now.
Are they really?
That's at 15:30 a.m. and that's an old station. I remember them years and years ago. But yeah, they're Air America now. So.
Yeah, CKY stands for Covington, Kentucky, doesn't it?
I think either that or Cincinnati and Kentucky because of the proximity. I'm not sure, but
right.
you may be right. Metro Cincinnati, and they come in okay at night.
And it's catching fire. It absolutely is. I just hope I can get my toes in the blaze too.
I'm sure you will, and I'm sure other folks would like to chat with you. I just had to get a word in. I did get your email, by the way.
Okay.
That you sent back in response and touch with you. And keep an ear to the railroad track, so to speak. Hear that Bob Kincaid head on train coming down the track.
All right, great.
I know it will be, and give someone else a chance to call in and speak with you.
All right, thanks, Kelly.
Hang in there, buddy.
All right, you too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye now.
Okay, I hate to wedge somebody. I do want to share with you an email that I got. You guys are great. I mean, the poem that Kelly read, and Bill. Introspection and a cherishing for the life process on our side of the debate. Epitaph is to be put for me upon my stone. Let it be said I had a lover's quarrel. Comments from Wilbur via love your show. I'll hate to see it end. If you get a show on another station, how will we? Can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Never met Carl Rove. Sometimes it's just not very funny. Sometimes there's not so much to be like. Goes on and says Michael Savage's ratings. Will sink like a stone over the next couple of years. The genocidal neo-Nazi audience is too small. The rest of his audience will get tired of the same old hate speech every night. His freak show, Johnny Carson, Letterman, Leno, The Simpsons, Saturday Night Live. See a pattern? Comedy lasts. You're absolutely right, Wilbur. He goes on, he says, WWNR did this community a great service by providing such a diverse lineup of talk and three locally produced great for such a small market. I thought the diversity was amazing, but they went too far. I support the Americans with Disabilities Act, but putting the intellectually challenged guy on the air in the morning is cruel. I know he tries his best, but he gets so confused and misinformed. Putting him on the air is like something Howard Stern would do. WWNR should give him a custodial job or something. Head on, I'm Bob Kincaid.
Where will I go when I don't know? When will I be there? I am certain. Well, when I get my handy quick to say. But who gives a damn? Who gives a damn? Who gives a damn? Where will I go when I don't know? Where can I head? I am certain. All I know is I am on my way. When will I be there? I don't know. When will I get there? I am certain. All I know.
Head on.
There's a resort called Give Kids the World where children with life-threatening illnesses can fill their week with pure joy. Kids and their families indulge in simple pleasures like swimming, visiting local Orlando theme parks, and eating unlimited ice cream, all for free. Call 800-995-KIDS or visit the Give Kids the World website at gktw.org and help give them a time to remember. Brought to you by Give Kids the World and the Ad Council.
Proud of over 50 years of broadcasting history. Independence. News Talk 620. WWNR. Beckley. It's 9 o'clock.
If you seek the help of a financial planner, you have the right to advice that is competent, ethical, and based on your needs. For the booklet, Your Rights as a Financial Planning Client, call Certified. Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, toll-free at 888-CFP-MARK. That's 1-888-237-6275. Or visit cfp.net.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel. We will see occasional showers and a few thunderstorms. The bulk of the activity is going to remain to our north. But once you get caught under one of these thunderstorms, you're going to know it with small hail, gusty winds, and very heavy rainfall. Temperatures tonight, mid-60s. Sunshine early in the day will cloud right back up for the afternoon. Possibility of some showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon, once again with heavy rain, highs in the low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sally Russell from the Weather Channel.
WWNR Beckley,
West Virginia's only live nighttime talker, Bob Kincaid.
All right, welcome back. 6.5 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is Head On. Wow. Do I get a last meal? I want beef Wellington, a couple of lobster tails. Nah, seriously. But I don't want to waste time yammering away. There's too many phone calls to get to. Judy's with us. Hey, Judy, you're Head On. Hey, Judy.
Hello, Bob.
How you doing?
Just great. Another night of great talk radio.
Well, you know, the lights are going out for freedom and discourse, but we're not going to let them stay dark long.
No. Over. Oh, he's a very intelligent man. Laugh aloud. Amen.
I hope I wasn't going telling tales. No, that's just what he wrote. And I got it. And it was great parody and it was great satire.
Absolutely. And after the comment I heard this morning, I wrecked my car this morning coming to work, when I heard the talk radio show host this morning say that 80% of the people that don't have health care is because they don't want health care. And I almost wrecked.
Oh, you know, that's one of those run around the room screaming, clawing at your eyeballs moments. Yeah, I don't want no health insurance.
No, not me. I don't want it either. I told Bo and Patty and the rest of the gang that I was going to call in tonight. Power on their side.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's you. And
well, I tell you, Judy, I haven't gotten to talk to you in a while. I wanted to congratulate you guys for what you've been doing for the kids down there at Marsh Fork lately. I think you're really, really beginning to raise public consciousness about what these children are having to deal with while they're trying to learn, for God's sakes. And you're rattling a few bars yourself.
We've got to, the problem here is when you have the conviction to give up your freedom for something that's what nonviolent civil disobedience is all about. That's starting to happen all over again. I see a movement of colleges networking across America for clean energy and for clean air and clean water and for justice again and for free speech again. And I see that happening. I see there's a bus parked down at Naomi tonight. It's from Detroit. It's the Clean Energy Action Network kids. So they're down there tonight, and the bus is running on biofuel and, you know, vegetable, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's like my wife is so fond of saying, yeah, indoor plumbing, it's the next big thing.
The next big thing. But
no, seriously.
So great.
And you're in the same league with Ben Birch and the others that got behind this show and really started to show people, Judy, that they didn't have to cower and they didn't have to listen to the filthy swill that comes pouring out of a narcotic junkie and just take it for gospel. You've meant so much.
So have you. And you see, that's what's making talk radio parted at WWNR with you, because when we went on the road show and we handed out your information and people in Beckley, West Virginia, yes, you have to listen. And I had a message from Patty and I,
mm-hmm.
and we never quite got around to telling our story on the air. It's a true story. It's an incident that happened during the coal truck battle. It happened at the Capitol, and it involves a pretty popular radio talk show host in the Charleston area there. And it's pretty laughable, but as soon as you get back on the air, we want Patty and I, you put us on at the same time, and we'll tell you that tale, and it's really funny.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So you just keep on keeping on, and you let me know just as soon if we can help you with anything.
Well, and the same goes in the other direction. I may be going away, but I want to be kept apprised of everything you guys do whenever there's a chance for one more human to be there.
Bob at HeadOnRadio.
.com.
.com. Absolutely the same one. You hang in there, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Judy.
Thank you.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless. Take care. Let's see. Kyle. Hey, Kyle, you're head on.
Hi, Bob. I come in peace and love and understanding, not in...
You come to praise Caesar, not to bury him.
This is true. I just thought tonight you should hear from at least one conservative.
Okay.
And one Republican. And I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
And I understand you have your family with you. And your oldest is 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a grandson that's about that age. And to them and your lovely wife, I'm like an earlier caller. I don't remember what was it, Paul, that said... you need to be proud of your father and your wife, your husband, and I know they are. There should be an open forum for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And my side is different from your side. I've met Wayne.
Yeah.
I've shook his hand and looked in his eye. I hope someday to have the opportunity to do the same with you.
As much as
we differ, Bob. I understand you're a pretty good guy from people I know that know you. And I didn't have to have them tell me that. To know that already. And, Bob, I told you before, I was in the business you're in, and, you have a talent and an ability. Though I don't agree with your message, you have a talent and ability that is awesome. You're very unique.
Thank you, Kyle. That means a lot to me.
And use that gift and that talent. See, there is a cause and there is a side to everything. And I don't agree with your approach and a lot of things you do. I don't agree with a lot of things I've heard tonight. But there should be that opportunity for the message that's been sent out tonight to be sent out. I was not a big... the first time I ever heard of Rush Limbaugh, I was working at WJLS, and we had Larry King on.
Mm-hmm.
And they had asked me to come in and help. We were having problems, and come in and take over the overnight shift, and Larry King was on. And some guy called in 1989 and said, there's a guy named Rush Limbaugh you're going to hear from someday. And he said so. And Larry King laughed it off. In 1992, I got to listening to Rush Limbaugh, and I hated him. I hated his message. Because I was a Bill Clinton fan, this, that, and the other, and I was really. And then I got to listening to Rush, and I started realizing a lot of things about myself. And I realized that a lot of Rush, I really started listening. And I agreed with a lot of the things that Rush said. And
why does that always happen with that?
I have no idea, but okay. I wish they would straighten that out.
Well,
at any rate, my point is,
keep
harboring the message, Bob, because I'm not a Republican and a conservative because of Rush Limbaugh. That's not what I'm saying.
I know.
I'm saying this. I suddenly began to identify with what he said, and I thought, God, I agree with that, and I hear that in your callers. These people love you, Bob. This lady just got off the phone with you, and I told you last week, the last time we talked, what you did for those nurses is awesome. That's the reason I met Wayne.
Yeah.
And you're doing a good thing.
Well, we tried to build a little bit of community.
And there needs to be communication from both sides. Until we get it, we're not going to get anywhere. Big government is not Democrat or Republican. Big government is big government. It has nothing to do with party affiliation. We didn't get where we are right now because the Republicans did this or the Democrats.
Well, the only thing I would ask of you, Kyle, is if you're willing to take that approach, if you're willing to say big government is big government and big government's bad, just try to keep a weather eye out, will you, for who's increasing the size of government. And I'm not going to mention party affiliations or anything like that. Just keep an eye out for who's increasing the size of government. Keep an eye out for who's out there taking the money from the pharmaceutical companies and trying to fund programs that test pesticides on babies.
Well, Bob, I just wanted to at least, I can't believe we've not heard from Moore. And I'm really disappointed in my fellow conservatives. They ought to be man enough or woman enough to
call. While you're on the air, I got an email here. Goodbye, Bob. I'll miss hearing warm bucket of spit. Not really. And I think horrible remarks like that is why you're packing. Still, we wish you the best and good luck in the future, Joshua.
Well,
but no, warm bucket of spit is not why I'm heading off.
I'm embarrassed by that, and that's not me, and that's not where I'm coming from.
But
Bob,
God
bless you, and God bless
and you, and you as well, Kyle.
And God bless those precious children, your lovely wife. And Bob, I'd love someday. And I'm going to. I'll tell you what. I'm going to meet Wayne. I want to meet Wayne. I'm going to talk to Wayne. And I hope someday to meet you. I'd love to shake your hand. Because Bob, we've had a lot of differences, but we've had a lot of.
Well, you know, hey, you know what, Kyle? I'll tell you what. There's. I don't know if you heard last night, but a couple of the boys called up and invited me out so that I won't feel completely lost tomorrow night. Invited me to come by one of the local watering holes. You may meet me. Because I ain't driving home if things go bad. Kyle, you take care, all right?
Take care, my friend.
All right, later. Let's see, quick break and then more phone calls. This is Head On.
Hello? I must be going. I cannot say I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just to say I must be going. Mama.
But I say, people say, if you should go away, you boy, this coffee, I am through it.
I'll stay a week or two, I'll stay the summer through, but I am telling you, I must be away.
Why settle? Why settle for just 60 channels when Charter gives you more than 90 digital channels plus all your local channels on two TVs for just $29.99 a month? Charter Digital offers up something for everyone in the family. Over a dozen commercial-free movie channels. You'll also receive 45 digital music channels. And Charter Digital gives you access to Charter On Demand, HDTV, and digital video recording. So don't wait. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER. Programming and services may not be available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Prices guaranteed for 12 months. High-speed internet price guaranteed for 3 months.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelly?
No, ma'am.
Oh, well, you're 5. What are you waiting for? They've built a nest outside your window. See?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
What if I fall? I could get hurt.
Oh, you know about gravity already. You're so smart. Oh, go, 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 go. The hornets are waiting.
Shoo! Get away!
Raven's some dear hornet canines and choices. Try not to swallow too many.
Get away!
Knock that nest out of the park!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
I can't see! Are they biting me?
Oh, that's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
WWNR Beckley.
Back to radio for the rest of us. Head On.
I say go, go, go. I don't know if there's any room on the phones or not. Phone numbers are 252-6200 outside Beckley. A couple of emails for you. David writes in. He says, the phone lines are jammed. Good for you. Had hoped to get in, but it's unlikely. You keep trying, David. He says, you're being dropped because you frightened the evil empire. Had you not hurt them, they'd have left you there as window dressing. You will prevail. And then Katie Birch, Ben's lovely wife, writes in and says, just wanted to thank you for producing a wonderful radio show. John gets some of that, too. and so does Randy Kirkley. I remember when my husband, Ben, said that White Rose was going to start streaming a show from West Virginia. Now, up to that point, I had had one encounter with a West Virginian. I was traveling with a friend through West Virginia a few years back, and we stopped at the Hardee's. A young man took our order, and I happened to look down to the counter. Across the backs of his hands were two huge swastikas. Swastikas! Lord have mercy. I thought I couldn't believe... I couldn't believe any place would hire a guy with swastikas on his hands to wait on customers. We got out of there faster than the speed of light. That was my one and only experience with native West Virginians, so when my husband said we were going to start streaming a West Virginia talk show, I was wondering what exactly White Rose was getting itself into. Katie says, you've turned out to be one of my favorite talk show hosts. Your callers are among the most intelligent and insightful, especially Wayne and Jim. Wayne has inspired me to get involved with my union in a more productive way. For everything you've given us, thank you from the bottom of my heart. We anxiously look for your return, and we'll do anything we can to help you accomplish this goal. Thanks again. Best of everything to you and Agnes and the kids, Katie. You know, when you've got support like that, you can't help but bend your back and lean into it and bust your rear end and make it happen again. And that's what I'm going to do. No is not an acceptable answer. Back to the phones. John's with us. Hey, John, you're head on.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good. Yourself, sir?
I just called to wish you well.
Thank you.
And God bless you and your family.
And as well to yours.
And I know you'll do a wonderful job, whatever you intend to do, and I know you will be back on the air. I'm not even worried about it. So, time.
Yeah, we're just going to call it an unpaid vacation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that, you clean out the garage on your vacation.
There you go.
And maybe build a radio studio.
I just wanted to wish you well, and God bless you and your family listening.
John,
I find out where you are, I'll pass the word on.
I appreciate it. You know, you've been there from the very beginning, and it's meant an awful lot to me, and I thank you. All right.
I appreciate you, buddy.
Take care.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
And Ed. Hey, Ed, there you go.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's sort of a sad evening. It's like graduating without a certificate.
I don't know. You guys have made it awfully easy for me. It's like that bit from, you remember the old movie Casablanca?
Uh-huh.
Where Rick's assistant's standing in the apartment in Paris, and the Nazis are coming in, and he says, Rick's told me to open all the champagne and drink as much of it as we want because he'd rather water his garden and, with it than let the Nazis have it. And he's slugging on one of those bottles of champagne. He says, you know, this ought to take the sting out of getting occupied.
Mm.
You guys have certainly taken the sting out of getting canceled.
Well, I think you're starting to find out, and that station should be, like I heard one earlier caller say, one station never did get over it. And as far as I'm concerned, if Dr. Beal wasn't on there, that station wouldn't be even on my mind. But I'm going to tell you, you've made a talk show a matter of fact instead of matter of opinion for a radio station. And if they just had some more like that to counter Rush Limbaugh and the ones that's like him. But when you get started up, I wanted to make mention to you, and you keep this in mind. I've got everything that you can think of to work with. Chop saws, torches, welders, compressors, anything that you would need.
Some of that's going to come in awful handy because we're going to be doing some hardcore remodeling.
Well, you've got it. I've got a trailer to haul it on. And when it comes to you getting started up again, as a matter of public information, I will call in Dr. Beal for the people that don't know if they listened to him. And if it wasn't for him, I'd never even listen to that stinking bastard radio station. And it is a bastard station for the way they've done you. And, Bob, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm tanked out. I'd like to meet some of the people head on, like you call it, head on, with and give them some peace of my mind. And I'm really, you know, I don't know how many times you know that I've just been on hold because I'm out of range.
Mm-hmm.
Just listened to you, and it was that important to me, that informative. And, but they can't stand intelligence and the truth.
Well, I tell you, Ed, we gotta save our energies. I don't, you know, I don't have time. I don't have time to be sad. You know, when I've got people behind me like you and Wayne and Jethro and Jim and Kelly and all the other, Ben and Katie, I don't have time to be sad. What I've got to do is take every ounce of my energy and pour it into making sure that we have a voice and that we can be heard. So it's gonna take, I mean, I'm not gonna kid anybody. It's gonna take a hell of a lot of money and a hell of a lot of hard work. But you know what? I have never seen, you know, I come from working people, just like you do. And I've never seen anybody just hand it to us.
Yeah, well.
Without a lot of sweat and a lot of hard work.
You've got any kind of tools that you need with me, plus I will help with any labor that you need. All you have to do is call. And what I heard you mention a radio station here in Fayette County or something.
Yeah, there's a little low power FM over there, somewhere around Lansing, Edmond, maybe.
Well, how do you get? What is that? AM, FM?
No, it's FM, and it's somewhere in the 90s. If you just tool around, you know, they play a lot of oldies and stuff like that. But it's community radio, and it's I think it's a great thing for our community to have.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind, but I'll have a point of information to make, too. I heard, was Christina the nurse?
Yeah.
I hope she's still listening, because Randy White, one of the state senators, was approached to help with some nursing legislation. And what come out of it was that they've got to guarantee you 4 hours of break time between 16. So what that amounts to is that one law sets up against the other one. One is that you can't leave your post if there's not a relief. She's exactly right. But on the other hand, if it's past 16 hours, one or the other of these needs to be changed and challenged so that they have a standard way. Because my wife is an RN, and she's been into that situation until she couldn't drive home. I had to pick her up twice.
Yeah, because she would have gone to sleep at the wheel.
Yeah. Well, I want to keep her if I can.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to tell her that. And I even got a bill here on what happened, which was very little. You know, 4 hours, especially if a nurse has to drive an hour home and an hour back. What does that do? She might as well get her a blanket and stay in the car. You know, get her some hamburgers and hot dogs and take the work with her and just figure on staying.
Yeah.
And it's a pitiful situation when the demands are made out of people that are, and they're not put. They don't make these laws and stuff public before the people, and the people don't know who to even approach to get the changes. But if she's interested in getting a hold of Randy White, he's moved on this pretty good. And don't go to Shirley Love or Bob Kiss. They don't understand that.
Randy White does credit to the West Virginia Senate.
Yes, he is.
And he is one of a very few who do.
Yep, you're right. But Bob, you, without saying, and I'm not in sympathy, I'm just, I can't use the words on radio, but it's worse than pity or stuff. I am tanked out, and that ain't really the word. I would really like to meet these idiots that did this number on you, and I know you are sort of easy on them, but all of us know what the name of the game is, and you have got hundreds of people that listen to you, and absolutely, you're an icon to us for truth and knowing what's going on and letting us all express our opinions, and that's what they couldn't stand. They cannot stand the unity that you've done. You're a better, you should go into union organizing. And I would help you. But anyway, I think that you can read between the lines how I feel about you.
Yeah.
And all the callers, and I want to tell old Jethro, if he happens to be listening, stay tuned to Dr. Bill, and anything that's happening with you, I'll talk on that show some too, and I'll be sure and tell them what's going on.
I tell you what, I appreciate that, Ed. I think we're going to have a good network for it. By the time we're ready to go back on the air, I wouldn't be surprised to see smoke signals on the hilltops.
Yeah. Well, I light the fire.
All right. Hey, Ed.
If you need anything.
All right. You have a great 4th of July weekend, too, my friend.
And you, too.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
I would just cruise right on through the break, but, hey, got to be a pro to the end. So we got to take the break. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. Charleston is now the only city in the state with more than 50,000 people. That's according to a Census Bureau estimate released today. Huntington's population dropped from 50,106 in July of 2003 to 49,891 in July of last year. City's population has declined 3.1% since 2000. Morgantown and Martinsburg were the only cities with 10,000 or more population that experienced population growth. Mercer County is on its way to becoming the latest in the state to ban smoking in most locations. Wednesday, the Mercer County Board of Health approved on first reading a Clean Air Act that would ban smoking in almost all public places in Mercer County, including grocery stores, convenience, retail stores, public transit, schools, healthcare facilities, shopping malls, and bowling alleys. Officials with the Division of Natural Resources say bears are becoming an increasing problem in Greenbrier County. Wildlife Manager Jim Kraft says his department has averaged about 2 or 3 calls a day about bear problems in the White Sulphur Springs area and elsewhere. He says that as the bear population continues to rise, bears look for food in populated sections. Part of the problem is people feeding the bears, either on purpose or accidentally by feeding deer or keeping squirrel or bird feeders in the backyard. Once a bear associates people with food, they're not likely to leave an easy meal. And Kraft says the bear population in Greenbrier County may be as high as 1,000. 10 to 12 bears are thought to be in the White Sulphur Springs area. 2 have been caught on properties owned by the Greenbrier. Wildlife biologists say the hunting season for bear needs to be changed to curb the population. Bear season used to begin in November until the 80s when it was moved down to December. That's the news. The forecast for the rest of this evening, showers and thunderstorms most likely. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms should taper off by around midnight. Partly cloudy the rest of the night, low 65. Showers and thunderstorms back tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy with a high near 82 and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, with a low near 60. But then for Sunday, Monday, and the 4th, mostly sunny to partly cloudy through the whole period. Daytime highs upper 70s, lows at night near 60. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
I believe that if more people could just talk to each other, a more peaceful place. His story next on Biography for Radio.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. To save you time, we offer click and pull and fax and pull. Place your order online at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up as early as 7 a.m. the next day. Now that's teamwork. And we're proud to be a small part of your team. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
His parents were both computer buffs, living in London, England. As a boy, he loved to mimic them by making pretend computers out of cardboard boxes. After graduation, he worked as a software engineer in Switzerland. It was there that he first devised a program to organize his piles of scattered notes. He called it Inquire, short for Inquire Within Upon Everything, an old encyclopedia from his childhood. In 1989, he refined the software so that people could easily find documents on the Internet, a 20-year-old global computer network devised by the Pentagon. He set simple standards so anyone could create a website and anyone could access it. Some say the inventive Englishman could have become a billionaire. He was an idealist who believed that information should be free and shared by all. So he sought no patent or royalties from his software program. Still painfully modest, he works today as a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He also oversees the evolution of the program that allows billions to point and click their way around the planet. The inventor of the World Wide Web, he is Tim Berners-Lee. For Biography, I'm Lawrence Scott.
Biography is a trademark of A&B.
WWNR Beckley.
Radio for the real majority. Head on.
Zip up Tennessee, zip right down to Alabama. Got 350 heads on a 305 engine. I get 10 miles to the gallon. I ain't got no good intentions.
None at all. Well, let's see. Yeah, 21 minutes before 10 o'clock, a few more licks yet, a couple more trips back to the telephone to make. I didn't want to spend tonight pontificating, but I wanted to share something with you. Part of why I hate leaving. There are bumper stickers out there going around. Big outline of the United States, the contiguous 48 in it. These are being stickered all over the SUVs of proud, proud. And it says, special issue, resident permit, liberal hunting permit, no bag limit, tagging not required, may be used while under the influence of alcohol. Remember, this is a liberal hunting permit. May be used to hunt liberals at gay pride parades, Democrat conventions, union rallies, handgun control meetings, news media association, lesbian luncheons, and Hollywood functions, may hunt day or night with or without dogs. This is the danger that we face in America because, you know, they'll hide behind and go, that's just a joke. It's just a joke. Sunshine, they are as serious as a heart attack. Because, see, I have, as a born Southerner, I can remember when mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging morons ran around my home turf down Alabama way as a boy, and they had much the same thing, only it involved the use of that vile, filthy word that I will not allow to pass my lips in the presence, or the N-word, as it's referred to, and it had things in it like, not legal to hunt with a pack of more than 30 blood-thirsty hounds. You may not hunt over a baited field of watermelons or fried chicken. I've seen it before. Every time we take one more group away for these nasty, hateful people to hate, they go in search of another one. And so, yeah, I grew up with that, and it's morphed into liberal hunting permit. No bag limit, tagging not required, may be used while under the influence of alcohol. But, of course, if you go back a little bit further, and I'm looking at reproductions of these things right here in front of me, all you got to do is go back to the 40s, and you get this, a sign that says Jap hunting licenses, and the word sold here is crossed out, and it says free. Bad. But let's do go to the phones. Emil is with us. Emil, you're head on.
Hello?
Hello? Comment ça va?
Hello?
Yes?
Is it Bob?
Yes?
Hello, it's me, Emil Latella.
Yes, Emil?
Bob, I was calling because I heard that you were getting tired at the radio station.
Tired?
Tired, yes, that's what I heard, that you were getting tired at the radio station. And I thought I would call and give you some helpful hints, things that have helped me when I would get tired at my job.
Okay.
Well, one, you have to look at why is the reason you're getting tired. Now, it could be that since you spend long hours sitting there in front of the microphone, that maybe you're not as regular as you once were. So that certainly makes me tired.
I can see where it would.
And so I was thinking that it might be a good idea if you were to have some nice whole grains that you nibbled on during your show, and then you wouldn't be so tired. I know that a nice trail mix with some walnuts and peanuts and macadamia nuts and maybe a little dried fruit thrown in just to help with the old bowels, it always helps me. So you might try that.
Emil?
Yes, Bob?
I'm not getting tired. I'm getting...
Oh, you're not? Well, that's very good.
No, Emil...
Yes?
I'm getting fired.
Oh. Oh, well, that's very different. And not very good. Oh, my. Well, never mind.
Never mind, indeed. Thanks, man.
Love you, brother.
Love you, too, man. Take care.
Love you, brother. Glad I was able to get through. FYI, this is Kyle back at Flowtown. And, well, I know you know that, but...
Yeah.
And there's the wee one making loud noises in the back. we love you, man. Sorry I haven't been able to call in a while, but I thought you might like to hear from Emil.
Oh, I just love Emil. Take it easy, brother.
You too, man. And hey, do the old thing from the old radio days. You know, like, go out playing, you know, Hendrix's Star Spangled Banner.
Now, that only works if you're working at a gospel radio station, Kyle.
Oh, man. Well, it's conservative. You know, it's a conservative station, so isn't that sort of
that argument? Take it easy, my brother. I got to roll.
All right.
Later.
Good night, brother.
Thanks. And JP. Hey, JP, you're head on. JP.
Hey, Bob.
How's it going, man?
It's going good, except for, you know, like I think you've picked up on.
Sorry, hang on just a minute, JP. There we go. That's better. Well, it's not going to stay that way. It's not going to stay that way. I make you that solemn promise.
Like I say,
I'll make sure. Drop me an email so I can make sure and get you on the
right.
Won't be able to run roughshod, I think was the phrase I heard.
Right.
Oh, they're a thousand times worse with the bit in their teeth than Democrats ever were because, you know, we believe that maybe the minority side had something valuable to contribute. They just want the elimination of the minority side. I mean, you know, when we've talked about it before, Jay. Got Grover Norquist out there suggesting that Democrats need to be castrated like barnyard animals. You can't deal with these people. That's why I go so just bug spray crazy. Every time I see somebody like Dick Durbin out there apologizing and that mealy-mouthed Joe Lieberman saying, well, you know, we need to work with the president. No, these people are bullies. That's all they are. And they have got to be vigorously opposed. If we don't, just give up.
I don't know.
We're having profound technical problems. Are you on a speakerphone or anything?
No, I'm not.
Sometimes we just have these troubles. There's little creatures that live inside the board. Nothing we can do about them. Yeah, and now they've given us one.
Yeah, exactly.
And
the health care to go with.
Headline from the BBC today that Bush has just authorized the creation of an internal national security police, a secret FBI. We should be afraid. We have cause to be afraid. JP, so good to hear from you. I want to try to get as many phone calls in as I can. I don't get another chance. But do shoot me an email so I can make sure everybody knows, when we do. Thanks, JP. I appreciate it. Bye now. A couple of emails. Our friend David in South Carolina says, Chris.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing?
Before we talk, I want to thank him for putting your show on his site where it can be listened to at any time now that you're going to be gone for a little bit. Thank you. And Bob, thank you so much. You dog. you just got a great show. It's been a great show, Aaron, since the moment I started listening. And I just...
I hate to sound like an egomaniac, Chris, but I do like to think it's been the best talk radio in the state of West
Virginia. Well, put it this way. It's the only talk radio in West Virginia I've heard.
Well, then you're on my side.
I'm on your side, baby. Well, I'm right there with you.
All right.
For some strange reason, I know you're not going to be gone long. And so there's no sense in saying goodbye. It's more like see you later.
Yeah. I'll be back around.
And we stay in touch, so I'm not worried about that.
Right.
But let's hear it for Helen Thomas today.
Oh, isn't she just wonderful?
I just think she's
Yeah, that's that wonderful patriotic American that Adam's apple Annie Coulter calls that old Arab.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So the conservatives are going to get a break for a little while. You're going to be gone for a little while, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to be happy until the conservatives are getting a break behind bars.
Yeah, you have got to make it back before too much longer, because next thing you know, we're going to have the campaigns coming up.
It is, and I'm going to be here for it. I may be hanging from the rafters in my garage screaming into a megaphone, but I'm going to be there.
Turn me into a newt. Just think of the whole stuff.
Oh, the newtsies. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Chris, I got to roll. I'm fast running out of time.
All right, best to Agnes and the kids.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. And Jack. Hey, Jack.
Hey, listen, I appreciate your program, and I think we're selling out to China, and we're selling out with this dumb president. They ain't got no sense at all. And I hate to say it bitter words, but they ask for it. They can criticize the Democrats for what they're doing, and when they discriminate against the Democrats and they're bothering the troops over in that country, I love them troops over in that country. But I'm going to tell you straight off. This is a country I cannot understand no more. And I appreciate Bob Kincaid because he is telling the truth about what he's doing.
Thank you,
sir.
You take care.
Yes, sir, I will.
And just
thank you, sir.
Keep at it. Thank you. One last email. Brian in New Jersey. Keep in mind, I'm always behind on my listening because I download your show from the archives. I was just getting ready to burn your shows onto a CD. I haven't had time to listen to the show. Tomorrow I'll listen to it. Nah, I can't even wait till then. I'll listen to it tonight. Really sad, angry, and confused. I really enjoy your show. I want to know what the hell happened. Where do I go? Who do I write? Whose house do I visit at night? Who's responsible? If I have to walk to Beckley, I will. I'm not a psycho, but I'm running out of patience with these beep, and they're robbing all of us of our sanity. I'll say this. You're doing something really right if they went after you. Stick to your guns. You're a great radio talk show host, and your talent and ability will sustain you. And he goes on, and he says, you better keep fighting, Bob. I'll help you in any way possible. Burns me, because we don't have enough Bob Kincaids. We have too many Al Frankens. I joke now and then, but being informed and hearing reason and truth is what I want. And true. Bang, zoom, gone. I hope to hear from you. Let us know. Will. phone to ring with the reprieve from the governor, but, you know, I guess this is Texas and George ain't going to call. Our Joshua wrote back. Apparently, he says, shame the caller took this wrong. I style. Please don't. Oh, darn it. Kind of makes it fun being the second smartest guy in the building. You let me know when you let me know when you get the haggis. Oakland A's team that rides skateboards just for you. But more than anybody else, you guys. Jim, Michelle, I've left somebody out and they're going to get mad. David, Stephen in England. Goldblue, in your life, have the chance to have a friend like Wayne. The show tonight was brought to you, as ever, by the 20,000 workers of the Affiliated Construction.